Refined, 437 Northampton Street in Easton, is very pleased to welcome internationally acclaimed artist Amaya Espinoza. Amaya, who is visiting from Spain, is a scholar artist in residence at the Experimental Printmaking Institute at Lafayette College. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The show at Refined features part of the work being completed at the Experimental Printmaking Institute, specifically a limited series of one-of-a-kind hand-printed books with original images titled The Man of the Future. In addition, Amaya has brought a series of paintings that, like the title of the book, evoke characters caught somewhere between the present and the future, flying, as Amaya told us, within a beautiful blue stratosphere. Amaya's work is included in numerous private and public collections, but this is the first time her work has been shown in the Lehigh Valley. In addition to her show at Refined, the Experimental Printmaking Institute will be hosting a book signing event to celebrate the completion of her residency. Artist Amaya Espinoza.
This is my very first experience in printing and even in doing a book. Actually, this technique, these monotypes, is completely new for me. So it's my first experience, which I'm very happy about, actually.
Is that a good thing? Completely new is usually a good thing for an artist.
In this case, it's been an experience so enriching and challenging also. It's been very good, very intense, and I'm very happy with the result of the prints and the book.
It's interesting because they have a similar feel, but very different approach in presentation, because you have these flat surfaces and it's strictly pigment against the canvas that reflects back at you. Whereas with the book, you get a feeling for the paper. You get a feeling for the light passing through the paper. The thing that you've created stands more out away from the surface.
It is true. That's the beauty of using different techniques. The end result in a painting, in the way I paint, this one result that you can see here, and as you have said, and this is true, the results in the paper and the transparency and the freshness of it and the texture of the paper, and it's so beautiful, it's unique. It's beautiful because it's two different techniques. In the end, we all artists, I guess, are telling our own same story, but the technique, it enriches the end product.
What was the initial idea that you came to the making of a book or printmaking project? Yeah. What was it that gave you that first impetus to say, oh, this is something I want to do?
The beginning of this particular story is this very generous invitation offered from EPI and his director, Curly Halton. He offered me this opportunity back in Spain. I worked in the concept, trying to figure out what I wanted to say. So I had this story. I worked in the story back at home. And then when I came here, I had the story, I had the texts, but I didn't have the technique to do the images, which I learned. It's been a very beautiful process because as I was working on it, things were coming and happening that made this book a very kind of complete. It's like a circle that it starts and it goes on. And its last picture in the back is like a da capo, which means that it goes again. So the creative process has been very interesting here. The images have added so much to the idea that I had before, to the concept that I had.
Was there a lot of transference of ideas, of concepts, of feelings you already had with paint on canvas that you were able to then adapt to this new thing that you were making?
I didn't have an idea of what the printing process was going to be like. I didn't really know, and it didn't really matter to me. What it mattered was to have the concept, the idea, the pieces of writing that make the story. I knew it. I had drawings, I had sketches of what I wanted to do. But then again, when you go down to the new technique, it's a whole different thing and very enriching, as I said. But you see, I've been painting all my life and I have gone through different stages in my paintings. The way I like to work is in every different stage is like I create series of paintings. Like, let's say, well, this time I'm painting about, I call some of my paintings here, the swim and people flying, because flying and swimming is the same thing in the end. So I was in this time of my production that I'm using these colors, these kind of textures. Somehow I knew that I wanted to have that continue with that kind of atmosphere in the prints for this book.
You had the idea in your head what it was going to look like, the ideal of what you thought it was going to look like, and it was just a matter of developing what you needed to get it there.
Discovering this new technique, it's added so much to my vocabulary, and it's been a surprise. Marianne, who I've been working with, she knows that I've been in, I don't know the word for that, like in complete excitement every time a new image would come out, because I was really happy, because it was like the technique to me in this case, it's been so generous. It's been just amazing. I think it stands as a sculpture. The book stands as a story. It's visually, I think, very rich. Well, I'm very happy.
Amaya Espinoza. Her work is on display at Refine Gallery, 437 Northampton Street in Easton, just down the street from the State Theater. It's on view through August 1st, and this Wednesday, July 16th, there will be a book signing at the Experimental Printmaking Institute on the Lafayette College campus, followed at 5:30 p.m. by a toast at Refine Gallery. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.